quickly on Simon. Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Daled. Im Loitoam HaMekadesh. We had learned in Sif Yud Gimel, Tzorech Lishtois Mikois Shal Kiddush Kimloi Lugmov. One has to drink from the Kois Shal Kiddush, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Daled. So we had learned in Sif Yud Gimel that one has to be toyim from the Kais Shal Kiddush Meloy Lugmov. So now in Sif Yud Daled it says as follows. Im Loitoam HaMekadesh. If the Mekadesh, the one who made Kiddush, he might see other people besides himself. He wasn't toyim. V'toam echod mehamesubim kimloy lugmov. In one of the mesubim drank meloy lugmov. Perish meloy piv. Yoto. So we yoytze the kiddush. But ve'ein shtiyas shnayim mitzarefes lemloy lugmov. But another person can drink Meloy Lugmov, but he has to drink the whole Meloy Lugmov. Two people drinking together a shir of Meloy Lugmov, which is Arayv Revi'is, it does not become Mitzurif. And there was no Meloy Lugmov that was drunk by one person. To Mikol Makayim, so even though the Meloy Lugmov has to be drunk by one person, mitzvah min ha-mufro sheyitamu kulo. But it's a mitzvah min ha-mufro, that means there's one din that from the Kosh Shal Kiddush, one has to drink a Meloy Lugmov. And that we need a shtia of one person, lav davka the Mekadesh. But there's a mitzvah min ha-mufchol that whoever is yaitza with the kiddush should be tayim. This is not li'kuveh. The Meloy Lugmov was already drunk by one person, but there's a mitzvah that everyone should be tayim from the kais shel kiddush. V'yesh ha'imrim, others say, the kivin shebein kulam toamu kimloy lugmov. Others say amir the kechedish that if a meloy lugmov a roiv revius was drunk by mitzirov together by all the people, each one drank a little bit. Yatsu, they also yaitze. The shtiyas kulam mitzarefes lechishir. You can be mitzaref all the small teimis, and if all together a meloy lugmov was drunk, you yaitze. That's a yesh aimrim. Vagoinim saivrim, and the goinim hold. These are from the goinim, from the zman of the goinim. Vagoinim saivrim, sheim loitom hamekadish loyotso. The goinim disagree with the first day that we had brought down at the toam echod me hamesubim kimloy lugmov yotso, that if one person of those who were yotze was toyim, that is sufficient. The goinim hold that is not sufficient. The mekadish has to drink a meloy lugmov. V'roi lochish l'divrayim. And the Mechaber says, one lechatchila should be machma like the goinim, and the mekadish should drink a meloy lugmov. V'davke b'kiddish, this din that the goinim hold, that you need the mekadesh should be toyim, that is dafke by the kois shel kiddush, avol b'shar dvorim atunim kois, all other inyonim that need a kois, moidim ha-goinim desagi b'timas acher. Then the goinim are moide that is not necessary that the mevorech should be toyim. Someone else could also be toyim. But by kiddush they hold is unique, that there the halacha is that the mekadish should be toyim amaloy lugmav. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Echad meham mesubim. So the first day holds if one of those who were yaitza with the kiddush drank amaloy lugmav, that is sufficient. The kivin sham mesubim shamu mitchila es habroche. Those who were sitting with him, they heard the bracha, the kiddush. Vuhu kiven aleihem lohitzion, and he was mechaven to be mighty them with the kiddush. So it means the person made kiddush for five people. So and they were yitzal shemei koine. So it's kiyulu. They also made kiddush. So you have six people making kiddush, and one of the six was tayim from the kais. Mahani timosam lekulam. So their tima helps for all of them. That means all there was a zibui mekadshim. There were a lot of people who were mekadish. One was mekadish bepeh. The other was mekadish with shmi shemei koine. So now we have six mekadshim. So if one of the mekadshim was toyim from the kois of alei lugmav, they were yaitze. Avol im shosa acher shaloi kiven olav bibroche. Well, let's say there was another person who came. He didn't to be yaitze with the kiddush. He heard kiddush already. Yes. Now they have a problem. We have here these all six people, and one was Maitzi five, and all of them are diabetic, and they're sweet wine, and there's a problem, and they're thinking what to do. So then a seventh person passes by. He says, I'll drink the wine, no problem, I'll drink the wine. He takes the wine, Baruch Hashem, perfectly enough, he drinks the wine, Baruch Hashem. So he got news for them that his drinking of the wine will not help the situation at all. They're not yaitze with his team, because he wasn't yaitze with the kiddush. So his team is worthless. V'dino kilo nishpach ha-kais l'kamon. This is equivalent as if the kais spilled out. But the one who drank in his drinking does not help the chiyuv time malay lugma from the kais. V'ein shtiyas shtayim mitztarefes l'malay lugma. If two people drink, it will not help. The beinon sheyitoim ba'atzmoi. We need that the mekadish should be toim. Oy echad mehamisubim shir hano shetishyashiv daitoy olav. This shir of Maloy Lugmov, the Mishnah Berurah had brought before, what is the reason of this shir? You need a te'ima shuve that brings yisuve daita, that a person gets satisfaction from this te'ima. The shir of Maloy Lugmov is by Yom Kippurim also. A person who drinks a mashke Maloy Lugmov, so he's chayiv koris, because that shir shtiyah brings yisuve daita. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down before for. So we need a shtia cheshuva that brings the yishuv hadas. That was the takana mevoyer so sheyitoim. You need a shtia cheshuva that brings yishuv hadas. So one person has to drink. If two people drink, so that's not a shtia cheshuva. He drank a half a melei lugmav and he drank a half a melei lugmav. So there's no shtia cheshuva. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch holds, it doesn't help.
Well, we have the yeshiva hadas on the...
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Chazal said that everyone has a different size maloi lugmov, but his maloi lugmov is that brings his yeshiva hadas. But then he says, even though their shtia, a shtia of others will not be machshir the kiddush, but there's an inyan sheyita makulov that all of them should be toyim hainatim abalma, that they should be toyim. This is a chibov mitzvah from the kaishal broche to be toyim from the kaishal broche. Vein tzorich maloi lugmov kak leechod. One person has to drink a maloi lugmov. Because of Hamogen Avrom, so the Mogen Avrom says, the mi sheyesh lo yayin ma'at, he doesn't have too much wine. Mutev sheyitim echod kishir, so one person should drink a maloy lugmov, v'amesudim lo yit amuklal, and the rest of the people shouldn't be toim anything because they need, they only has a small amount of wine they need for Kiddush El Yoyim or for Havdolah. So we can't splurge on this Hibbo Mitzvah because by splurging we won't have wine for tomorrow. V'amesubim lo yita muklau. G'day shi yishoyer hanoyso lamocho. That they should be left over for tomorrow, the Kiddush, Oyla Havdolah. Now, then there's another day that you could be mitzaref, the Kivin Shebein Kulam Tomu Kimeloy Lugmov, since all together you had five people listening, and each one was toyim a fifth of a maloy lugmov. Yotzu, that's the second day. Hainu b'diyevet. Now, this second day is only b'diyevet that helps. Aval chatchila l'kul almetzor sheyitoim ha-mekadish kishir. L'chatchila, the mekadish should drink kishir. The second day also b'diyevet that helps. Now, the Goinim hold that you only yoite if the Mekadish shrank a maloy lugmov. He's cholik on the first day, yeah? And the Mechaber says, maloy lochish l'divrayim, we should be chayish for the Shitas HaGoinim. Hainu, lizoy lechatchila, we should be nizor, that the Mekadish should drink. Ubediyevit, hiskimu harbe achoinim, that l'chatchila. So if one wants to make a Kiddush l'chatchila, one should make sure that the Mekadish will drink a maloy lugmov of the wine. That's al-chatchila the Kiddush. Ubediyevit, but if this wasn't done, he schemo harbe achreinim according to the second day. Rafilu shesiyas kol hamesubim mitalfen lemeloy lugmov, that all the people can their teime can be mitzarev lemeloy lugmov. Ach shelo yishe al yedei shtiyas kulam yoyser mechdei achilas pras. Now we have here five people drinking, so the the shtia of all these five people, let's say if the chilas class is from 2 to 4 minutes, then from the beginning of the first shtia till the end of the last shtia, it should be in this time frame, in this time span of 2 or 4 minutes. Now, let us just see the Sharetzin, where he got this from. So the Sharetzin and I involved says, Poshut, so the Sharetzin says, we had learned in the previous Sif Kotlin, in the previous Sif, we had learned that you have to drink a Malay Lugmov. He said this in Sif Kotlin. Sif Kotlin Samerches Veda Oid Dashir Shemaloi Lugmov Tzachlishtois Beli Hefsik Harbe Bintayim. When you drink a Maloi Lugmov, it has to be drunk without a Hefsik Bintayim. The Heinrich Layisha Mitchila Shtia Rishoine Asaif Shtia Achoine Yoise Mechdei Shtia Srevias. That means when he drank the Maloy Lugmov, he started drinking it 6 o'clock, and he finished drinking it 5 after 6, and so it's a time span of more than 4 minutes. After the Yavid Layotza. So you're not yoite because it has to be drunk in this time span of a kaponim b'chdei shir achilas pras. And the Sama Melis of the Sharetzin says, so if he himself drinks the wine, so we're telling him, make sure it should be drunk in a 4 minute period. So if we're bending backwards and we're saying that, you know, well, 5 people can drink it, but the 5 people aren't better than the Mekadesh himself, and has to be drunk in a 4 minute period. Now, I'd like to elaborate on this Nekudim. Let us just, we had mentioned Asharetzin, let us just see for 1 minute the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotlin Samachay, there was the first time we had said that you have to drink from the Kais Kemaloi Lugmov. The Bo'inon Shir Choshev, what is the reason of Maloi Lugmov? You need a choshev v'shir shetis yashev datoy al yedeiseh. You need a shir that brings yisuve daito, and that's why, that's why you have to drink a choshev v'shir, and that is maloy lugmov. So now let us again see the Sharetzin Samachay. Taisvis b'yume. Ulahayesh oimrim the sif yudalit. Now he goes, we just learned a yesh oimrim. Rishias kol hamesubim mitstafim lumaloy lugmov. According to the second day, that you could be mitzarev the drinking of 5 people. So you can't say, because you need a choshev v'shir, because there's no yesuvei daita. He's drinking a little and he's drinking a little. So then we have to say a different reason for Maloy Lugmov. The Chachameinu Zal Cholku Kovid Lekoy Shel Choyve. That's the Kois. That from this Kois, a Maloy Lugmov of the Kois has to be drunk. But not that the Shoyse has to drink a Shtia Cheshuvah. That's what the Sharetzin says. Now, there's a Sefer Afike Yom, Chelik Beis, Seif, Simen Beis, and he says as follows. This din of Kedei Achilas Pras, there's a din of Kedei Achilas Pras, that is a din of Tziruf, in this year. That means like this. Let's talk about Yom Kippur for 1 minute. If a person, let us say this year, today, Achilles class is 4 minutes. Let us just say. So if a person drinks Maloy Lugmov in a 4 minute time span, there's Yisubi Daita. He feels satisfied. Gvaldik. What if he drinks 2 minutes, he drinks a half a Maloy Lugmov, and 5 minutes later, he drinks another half of a Maloy Lugmov. So the din is, he's not chayim kolos. And those who drink shiurim on Yom Kippur do this. They wait until 9 minutes, but 5 minutes is also a good zman. There was no yisuvei daite. That means, I'm not satisfied. I was thirsty before. I'm still thirsty. That means if it was drunk in this time span, Chazal said, then there's a yisuvei daita. It brings satisfaction. But if there was a barrier in between, so here he wasn't satisfied and here he wasn't satisfied and they don't combine. So Mameo, there's no yisuvei daita. Fine. So tzafike yom. So what seichel is there that if Reuven drinks a fifth of a Maloy Lugmov and Shimon drinks a fifth of a Maloy Lugmov, it has to be in a 4 minute period. What will this 4 minute period accomplish? It won't accomplish anything. So he kindness, al kocho, according to this daya, that holds that you could be mitzarev the shtiya of five people. Since the din amaloy lugmov has to be drunk. That's a din that of the, from the kais shel kiddush, how much of the kais has to be drunk? But not that you need a shtiya chashuva. Not that the drinkers have a chashim ishtiyah. The drinkers don't have a chashim ishtiyah. So if it's a din in the kais, that from the kais, a maloy lugmov of the kais has to be drunk, so what cheshbon is there that Reuven and Yankel have to make sure that there's a 4 minute period, that everything was drunk in the 4 minute period? He's very vehemently against this Mishnah Berurah. And he says, al kocho, according to this, he did, there's no such inyan of shir of kedei achilas pras. Number one. And number two, he says, so im keinem anachnu, so b'dieved, we can be seimer on this, b'dieved, we seimer on this shita. So the din is, a Maloy Lugmov has to be drunk. But it's not that you need a shtiya cheshuvah. A Maloy Lugmov has to be drunk, and the time is, there's no meaning of a time span. So what if I myself, I drank a Maloy Lugmov, but I drank it in a 10-minute time span. So the Mishnah Berurah said, oh, you're not Yaitse. You want Yaitse Kiddush. So the Afiki Yom Tainis, what do you mean? According to the first day, that the whole din of Maloy Lugmov is that the Shoyse has to make a Shtiyach Shuve. That's 100% right. So in order for the Shoyse to make a Shtiyach Shuve, you have to drink it in the time span of 4 minutes, because that brings the Yisuvei Daita. But if with the Yevet, we hold the Shoyse doesn't have to drink a Shtiyach Shuve, we can divide it between 20 people. So if that is the case, so if the Shoyse himself drank it in a 10-minute time span, with the Yevet, he's Yaitse. Because with the Yevet was Seimach on the second day, and it's Chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Samachesed, Vim Hivsik Bechnei Achilas Bras, Av with the Yevet Lo Yotso. She says, it's not true. But the evidence is Yaitse, according to the second day. Al Kaponim, we see from the Mishnah Berurah Mr. Buddha held, just like there's such a concept, I think this is chapter, Mr. Buddha, it sounds like there's such a concept that if you have two people saying Adis, and the second person said Adis, before the first person ended, the second person started Toshkidei Dibo. So we say the two Diburim were said together. Since it was Teich Kedei Dibo, there's a tziruf of Teich Kedei Dibo that brought down this halacha. If a person ended Shemen Esre and the Oilam just finished Vayechulu, and it's Teich Kedei Dibo, can still have a rhyme Vayechulu, it's considered that he said together with them. There's a tziruf in Dibo, you want to be Mitzaref, the Dibo of two people, so there's a time span. That's the name of Teich Kedei Dibo.
What? Ben Sora Mora, would that work the same?
Why?
Ben Sora Mora?
Ben Sora Mora, would that be what?
The call, then, so they have to give like the call at the same time. If it's then that talk to the idea, would that count?
No, they have the same type of materials.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's something else. Yeah, not the same time, the same type of material.
Like,
yeah, same pitch, same there, that's something else. That won't help. Yeah, but, so, L'chaire, the Mishnah Berurah, I think, learned that to consider that a Maloy Lugmov was drunk from the Kais, that means if one drinks a fifth of Maloy Lugmov and 20 minutes later another fifth, it's not called a Maloy Lugmov was drunk from the Kais. You need a tziruf of, in order to consider that the Ashir Choshev was drunk from the Kais, you also need some sort of a tziruf. And that's the tziruf is, Shtiyah Bechdei Chilas Pras. So Al Kaponim, we have Amir Nikamachleikis, and it's according to the Afike Yom B'Diyeved, Afilo, the Mekadish alone drunk more than Chnei Achilles Pras B'Diyeved Yoytzen. The Mishnah Berurah says, Klal, not like that. Mishnah Berurah also paskins by the Shoysim, you need that it has to be drunk, a Malay Lugmov B'Chnei Shir Achilles Pras. I think it'll also be a Mardika Nakrin in those places where they make Kiddush and Shul Friday night to give to the children to drink. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, L'chayri, you have to drink, that's a Din HaKiddush, you have to drink a Malay Lugmov. So you have to make sure that if there's a fight between the small kindle, first take a drink and then you'll fight afterwards. I mean, let's make sure when you're giving them, you have to look at your watch and make sure that a Malay Lugmov was drunk from the 5 or 6 kindle in this period of time, according to the Mishnah Berurah. I said, you're not yoitz. What?
No, what's the yoitz
with that? But then I think you won yoitz a kiddush. We'll see later. You have to have a kiddush. But he has to make a kiddush. Kiddush comes with shtiyah. It's not the mokim suda. But you have to have a ma'aseh kiddush. When they made it in shul, a malay lugmov was drunk. That's a dinin kiddush. Tzorich lishtos mikoy shel kiddush. That's a dinin kiddush. There's another din of mokim suda. That is not loyig in shul. But I think the din of shtiyah malay lugmov you need. If you only have a shtiyah malay lugmov, I don't know if you can make kiddush in shul. But you don't need a shtiyah malay lugmov. That's the tzura of kiddush. We'll see, perhaps, and we'll get a little enlightened maybe in the next seat. But let's learn the last Mishnah Berurah. V'davke b'kiddush shohu devar toirem. This inyan that the Mekadish has to drink the Maloy Lugmov, because Kiddush is Tvar Torah, Vasmachu Akol LeKadish Alayayim. So there's a din that the Mekadish himself has to drink. But by all other dinim of Koishel Brocha, for example, you have a Kois, you have a case of to be a case of Bichasam Mosein or a case of by Mila, you also, it's Nemar Alakois, so there you don't need that the one who made the bracha should have to drink. There someone else could drink. Here by Kiddush, it's Adaraisa, so here the din is that the Mekadish should drink, the Mekadish himself should drink a Malay Lugmov. Siv Tazvov, Kiddush, a person made Kiddush. The Kaidim Shetoam, he made Kiddush, and then before he was Toyim, Hivsik Bedibo. He was Marsik Bedibo. Moshe Makadish Shabbos, and he says, Yankel the Yankel, you like my Nusach? So then he was Marsik. Choyzer Omavorech Boyre Priyagofen, so he has to make now no Boyre Priyagofen. But he doesn't have to make Kiddush. He was Yitzah with Kiddush. There was a hefsik between the Beirah Priyagofen and the Shtiyah. So he has to make a new Beirah Priyagofen. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hefsik b'dibo. V'mihefsik b'dvorim ha'shayochim la'sudim. If the hefsik was to certain things that were negeya the sudim, v'chol, that they should bring the chalas or something, v'choshkeh b'dvorim ha'shayochim l'kiddush, l'ava hefsik b'dievet. V'in tzorech la'asar o'l'borech. Then he doesn't have to make a new brochem. Agavuche here in Dirshu, they bring down a tshuva of Rav Moshe, which is Meirdik Negeya. The din is that the Makadish should be time, that's like I told, the Makadish should be time a Malay Lugmov. So Rav Moshe says in Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin that all those who are Yoitze with their Kiddush, with his Kiddush, should not speak out till he drinks a Malay Lugmor. And this is very much Negeya by Havdolah, Yoitze with Yenim's Havdolah. So Rav Moshe says, he says, Bocha, Mavdo Ben Kiddush, Lachem, Magatavach, you'll say, let him first drink a Malay Lugmov of the Kaishal Abdullah, and then you'll say a Gutavach. But since this is a part of the Kiddush, or the part of the Abdullah, and it's intrinsic chalik of it, the Shtiyas HaKais, so Memele, you should, the Shaimim should not speak out. Now, okay. Now, so he said, so the Mechaber says, yes, must make now no Boyre Priyagofen. The Hefsik Eine Megareya El Birchas Boyre Priyagofen. The Boyre Priyagofen is a Birchas Anenin. He said, Boyre Priyagofen. Because he spoke out, Bein Brocha Letime. So just like a person normally make a shakal nibet voin or speak out between the Brocha and the Shtiyah, he has to make again a Brocha. Avol HaKiddush Kvar Yotso. But the Kiddush, he was Yotso. Shohoyo Al HaKois Kadin. The Kiddush, he was Yotso. He made Kiddush Al HaYayin. So the Kiddush is a good Kiddush. Now, the Yishteno Ato Achamochen will drink from the Koishel Kiddush after the Brochim. He lost the first Brochim because he was Mamsik, so Memele has to make a new Brochim. But... But I'll compose him, he's Yishteno Kiddush. That is the first thing, which is not too difficult to understand. Now we'll see a second din. Vohu adin, the same din applies in nishpach hakois koidem sheyitoim mimeno. That means like this, he made Kiddush, and before Boshem HaPiyadofen, Boshem HaKaddish HaShabbos, and he wants to go and drink from the kois, and someone pushes his hand, and the whole kois spills out. So now, Sir Mechabel says, "Bahu adin אם נשפח הקויס קודם שייתוי ממנו, יובי קויס אחר, so they should bring another קויס, ומבורך אולו בוירי פרי הגופן, ומכאן דנו קויס הבוירי פרי הגופן, ואין לו צורך להחזר או לקדש, but he doesn't have to make Kiddush again. Kiddush he was Yaitse, and the Mechaber compares this din to the first din. Now, before we'll see the Mishnah Berurim, I like to say over a Machlokes, the Oruch HaShulchan, and the Mogen Avraham. Doch HaShulchan says as follows. Well, let us just appreciate, this second din is very schwer. He made Kiddush ala Kais. He wasn't playing from the Kais. The Kais shel Kiddush was built out. Brings another Kais, fine, gewaldig, another Kais. That's what is this? What does the second Kais help? What is the second Kais? I'll drink, I'll make a bain of a shkayach. This is not a Kais on Kiddush. This is the second Kais of wine. Someone bring them a Kais of wine. So make a bain of a What is the Indian of drinking the second Kais? This is a very difficult halacha to understand. So the Oruch HaShulchan, because of this kasha, it's based on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said that it says, "Im lo toam lo yotso." Here it says, "Im lo toam lo yotso." If he wasn't toim, you're not yotzing. So the Beis Yosef says, "Hainu de lo yotso." Yidei mitzvah kitikuna. That means the mitzvah kitikuna is you have to drink from the kais shel kiddush. This is what the Oruch HaShulchan says. Umishimachi, if you didn't drink from the kais period, v'yaitz a kiddush, hamayu dike Oruch HaShulchan, but you came to mitzvah kitikuna. Properly, you should drink from the kais shel kiddush, and if you didn't drink, you won't came to mitzvah kitikuna. Umishimachi, zetz Oruch HaShulchan, kasher nishpach, so it's spilled out, l'chol ma'ashem shilasakim tzah sheishte yayin, listen, it's the mitzvah kitikuna, you want mekayim, but you mekayim kiddush, so you drink other wine, it's also a tikkun ksas. Aval ein ze inyan la kiddush, that means the second kois that you drank is not a kois al kiddush, it's an ebris and inyan. That's how the Oruch HaShulchan learns pshat. Then he brings a Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says, the Beloi Timas Meloi Lugmov Loyotza Klal Af Bediyevet. If you weren't Toyim, it's not the Loyotza Kitikus. You're not Yaitza, period. Obenishpach Atois, Obenishpach, so, Atois, Acher Shemevi, The second kois is just like the kois el kiddush. That's what the Mogen Avraham. That's what he understood. Pshat Mogen Avraham. The Oruch HaShulchan udvorim tmuim heim. Yaitze the kois el kiddush. Uma inyan kois acher lahakiddush. This is. So there is a machloikis, a moyadika machloikis, the Oruch HaShulchan and the Mogen Avraham. If in the Yevid, you are yoitza, absolutely, you weren't toyim at all. And ba'etzim, according to the Oruch HaShulchan, there's, it's very interesting. In Sif Yud Gimel, it says, Tzorich lishtois mikoish shel kiddush. One should drink from the koish shel kiddush. So the Bir Halacha says, v'afilu b'diyemet ulikuvir. This is like the Magen Avraham. V'ay dinok en lishtan l'chatkila. He says, ishtik teire. But al koponim, this tzorich lishtois, according to the Orach HaShulchan HaTzmeiradik, tzorich lishtois l'chatkila, should drink. But if you don't drink, I mean, this comes out, we're speaking about the yotza mitzvah tikuno, abo lemaise meiker adin yo yotza, that's the shittas ha'orach ha'shulchan, Magen Avraham, so it's a big machloikis ha'orach ha'shulchan and the Magen Avraham. Now let us just see the Mishnah Brura, mevorech olov, the Aloise Koisle, Dati Mithila, yes, make a new Berry Governor, the second question. Dati Mithila Mishas Brochalista Shayin Yoisa. If he wanted to drink a second Koisle, and it's a Slavois Berry Governor, Aloise take of Koisacha Beloy Broche, Bavashla Yamsin Benibish, I mean, the Kiddush, that means if he had intended to drink more wine, so they doesn't have to make a boy play a golf, and there's more wine, and he wanted a drink, so he can just drink more wine. Vein etzorich l'arzeh, doesn't have to make kiddush. The kiven she kiddush mitchila al hayayin kiddin, v'gam shleisiyach, v'gam toam kishir, af al pi shaloi toam mi'oysoi hakois she kiddush Yotza. The Rehita's Loshen of the Mishnah Brura would seem like the Magen Avraham. That means he says claw before the United States of the Evid. He holds claw like the Magen Avraham. So here he says, even though Avabish lay Tommy Isaac Isaacidish, Yotza.
There was no Hesach Hadas.
So he was Mesich Das in Ganzen, Tzorich, Lachzers, Ulekadesh. So that's what we see from the Mishnah Brura, he holds like the Magen Avraham. So tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, there won't be a Shia. Yeah, won't be a.
Mm-hmm.